Lakuta Siches Chelik Yutes Parsha Re'ei Sicha Gimel. If in Pasuk Yisischa Achicha, on this the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, that if your brother will incite you to go worship paganism, Avodah Zarah, idol worship, so whether it'll be a brother, Ben Imecha, the son of your mother, a Bincha, or your son, a Bitcha, or your daughter, Oy Eishas Chekecho, or the wife of your bosom, Oy Reacha, or your friend, Ashayka Nafshecha, that is like your soul, somebody, a good friend, Baseser, he will incite you in hiding, Lema, he will say to you, Neil Chavanavda Lekim Acherim, let us go and worship alien gods. Is Rashi Mefarish? Rashi explains in going through the different relatives that the Pasuk lists. Achicha, your brother, means me'avd, your brother from your father. Oi, or Benimecha, the son of your mother, meaning me'aim, your brother from your mother. Asher kenafshecha, that is like your soul, the love, the closeness is like your soul. Ze'avicha, that refers to your father. So if your father will try to incite you. Is nishmo, so we have to understand about this. Fabas rechat nisht oiz the pasuk shishin dekrevim oich imcha oyach choyscha. The pasuk doesn't mention if it'll be your mother that will try to incite you or your sister. It mentions your brother from your father's side, your brother from your mother's side, your son, your daughter, your wife, or your friend, or your father. But it doesn't mention your mother or your sister. Why not? And since this is a question which applies to the simple understanding of the psukim, when Rashi Bavarantus Nishan, Rashi doesn't mention this question. And as we spoke many times, as Rashi Va'emphat Yedazach, that Rashi sees it as his responsibility to answer any question, any difficulty that presents itself in the simple understanding of the psukim. Yet here he doesn't explain that. And if he doesn't have an answer to a certain question, based on which is difficult in the simple meaning, then he tells you, I don't know the reason for this, you know, I don't know how to answer this question, or something similar. Darf mezog, so therefore we have to say, as das Rashi is das muvim atzmel derech apshat, that according to Rashi, this question of why the mother and the sister are not mentioned amongst the relatives is understood and doesn't need to be answered because it's self-explanatory. Other is fashtanik leitafridik impirish from Rashi, or that you can know the answer to this question from an earlier Rashi, that he already said something which would give you the answer to this too. So what is the answer? Base. L'chayre kemefer emfer, and it would seem that we could answer this question of Bahagdin by first explaining another shayla, another question. V'bal de teire rechen da ois diva zainen v'rashi zok chavivim loch. Since the teire mentions all those people that are dear to you, as Rashi says, Rashi mentions that it's explaining, it's mentioning all those that are dear to you. Is favosol tzvishen zainish gerechen v'en oich achobil chobshutei. Why then doesn't the Torah mention someone that is dear to you in the simple sense of the word? Not a relative, but Re'acha Kipshutei, a friend, any friend. Since Rashi interprets Re'acha Kenafshecha as meaning your father. So then, where the Torah says your friend that is like your soul, a dear friend like your soul, a soul friend, is really talking about your father. So then why doesn't the Torah mention a literal friend, an actual friend? The Ramzokt, Rebbe Leo Mizrahi, who is a commentary on Rashi, says, Ados mein take Rashi mitzayim pirush sheken afshecha ze avicha, that is actually what Rashi means when he says that Re'acha sheken afshecha means your father ve'yechzar oi. And it's missing the word oi. In other words, Re'acha means your friend. Oi avicha, or kenafshecha, oi avicha, or your friend, your dear friend, your most beloved friend, which is your father. So in other words, the Mizrahi is saying that Rashi means to include both. Re'acha means literally your friend, or kenafshecha, or your father, that friend which is dear to you like your soul, your very soul. and it's just missing the linking word oi, which means or. As it says punkt V as well geschrieben geworden because of it's a gestanden kasuv, it's as if the pasuk would have said Re'acha, your friend, oi Ashekan Avshecha Zabicha, or like the one that is dear to you, like your soul, which is your father. And therefore, in this case, if you see it that way, then the pasuk is mentioning the friend. But it's difficult to say that this is the meaning of Rashi, that that's what Rashi means. Because then Rashi would have written that. He would have said that. It means both. As in fact, in this very pasuk, he writes, Achicha ben imecha. And Rashi explains, Achicha means your brother from your father. Or ben imecha, your brother who was from your mother. So Rashi already is using, explaining where the oy is missing. So why doesn't he explain it here? That there's a missing oy. Ubefrat as the loshen asher ken avshecha is bepashtas an uptech of reyacha. Especially that in this case, Re'acha, Asher Kenavshecha, the word Asher Kenavshecha comes to address is an elaboration on the word Re'acha. Volt Rashi Zichi Gedaf Mefarazayna Der Pshat is Oy Asher Kenavshecha. So therefore Rashi would have certainly had to explain that Asher Kenavshecha has to be divided by the word Oy, that it's two separate things. There is Re'acha, and then there is Asher Kenavshecha, as the Mizrahi wants to explain it. But then Rashi should have pointed that out. Mekena ba'ayin lernen. It's true. We could, however, force an explanation. Akoponim b'doichik tzas. As beide protim veren nichlul in re'acha Asher Kenavshecha. Nishal tzvei bazundere inyonim. That both of these categories, your friend, literal friend, and your father, are both included in this description of re'acha, your friend that is like your soul, and not as two separate things. Nor reyacha k'shen avshecha stam meint ala dargis in reyim asheken avshecha. That what it means to say is your friend, like is your soul, has many explanations. It could mean an actual friend, a dear friend. It could mean your father, which is your friend, your best friend possible. So reyacha k'shen asheken avshecha doesn't need to have an oy, because both of them cover the word Re'acha Sheken Avshecha covers both categories of a literal friend and your father. Well, Rashi is mefarish nordem chidush v'yisafay from pshat, and Rashi doesn't have to explain that Re'acha means a friend, because that's understood from the simple meaning of the words. Rashi only explains that which would not be obvious, that it's referring to your father as well, because that's something novel. The hechste darge is Re'acha Sheken Avshecha Avicha. Rashi only tells you that this includes also the very highest level of your best friend, which would be your father. And he doesn't have to explain that it means a literal friend, because that's obvious from the words. Now pizeh, so based on this explanation, is Re'acha Sheken Avshecha Kedel Oich Ditzvishen Dike Darges Imecha Yachisecha. And if we see it that way, that Re'acha Sheken Avshecha covers the entire gamut of people that are dear to you and close to you, so therefore an actual friend is at one extreme. The father, which is the absolute best friend to a son, is at the other extreme. And in the middle is your mother, your sister. So therefore, the Re'acha Sheken Avshecha covers all of those categories, and there's no need for the Torah to actually mention your mother and your sister. As bleibt aber schwer, but this still leaves the question. Number one, v'havos veren alla ibrige krevim ausgerechen b'fnei atzmam. So then the question is, why all the other relatives are listed specifically, of son, a daughter, a wife, and so on. Und dafke imcho nachisecha veren nichol n'reachishen k'nafshecha, and it's only the mother and the sister which are included in the friend category. Another thing, nochmer, even more, is the question becomes even more pronounced. V'bald as pirish loch, hakosav es achvivim loch, since the posik spells out those who are dear to you, hatoch the posik zichi gedaf mefaret zayn de imcha, so then the posik certainly should have mentioned a mother. If the posik wants to name all those relatives, people that are dear to you, the mother would be one of the first people that it should mention. A mother is certainly closer to a son than a brother, the son of that mother. And perhaps even more, or not perhaps, but even more than the father. When the far is by ir mer shayach the chash fun ki yisischa, and therefore, because a son is so close to the mother, therefore there is an even greater danger that a mother could incite her son because she has his ear. He feels close to her, and what something she tells him would be acceptable to him, and so on. Therefore, she is the most, the closest person that could mislead him into this. Rashi is mefarish, Frir in Parsha Kedoshim, as Rashi explains earlier, in Parsha Kedoshim, ish imay va'abiv tiro, where the pasuk says that each person should revere their mother and their father, mentioning the mother before the father. And so Rashi points out, as bechaved hiktim av le'em, when it says kabed es avicha, honor your father and your mother, the pasuk first mentions father before mother. Because the pasuk, the Torah knows that a son honors his mother more than his father, because he has a closer relationship with his mother, and that's why the Torah has to put the father before the mother in terms of honoring, because the natural tendency is to honor the mother more, and therefore the Torah mentions you must make sure to honor your father too. Because a mother talks nicely to the son and so on, and, you know, it's just natural that a mother has a closer relationship with the son, and therefore Rashi already mentioned that the mother is closer to the son, and therefore why doesn't the Torah mention the mother, who perhaps could be the greatest, the most influential person in the son's life, and therefore subject to being able to incite him and mislead him into areas that he shouldn't do. So we're still left with the question, why doesn't the Torah mention the mother, especially the mother and the sister? Gimel, the beer bazaar. So the explanation is Rashi hachin kamapalim gizogdam klal dibra kasa bahayda. Rashi already mentioned a number of times that the pasuk sometimes speaks in the present. In other words, talks about things, describes things in the way they actually happen. Oich in dem pasuk gufa ifem vart baseser, in this pasuk itself, where it says, the pasuk says that they will try to mislead you in hiding. Rashi says dibra kosa b'hoive. It doesn't have to be only if they did it in hiding. If they did it in out in the open, it would be the same thing. So why does the Torah mention in hiding? Dibra kosa b'hoive, because the pasuk describes things as they usually happen. When you try to mislead somebody, you do it quietly, not in front of other people. A person that is trying to mislead someone does it when there's nobody else around. Thus haste, in other words. As the klal von dibra kaza behaiva leit Rashi, that this rule, that this pasuk speaks in the present and how things actually happen, according to Rashi, is nish blois vences da breder zu schreiben zvei shenis, applies not only when the Torah has two options. You can either talk practically how things happen, or you can describe it in another way. So the Torah chooses to describe it in the way that it would actually happen most often. But Kleiptos the Torah, then Lashon versus Behavior, the Torah chooses what is most common. But that's not the only time that the Torah speaks Behavior. There's a more important klal that can be derived from this as well. Now the pasuk is slib them euch meisiv b'lashaynei, that the pasuk will even add words to the description just so that it conforms to how things normally happen. Benidin didam, for instance, in our case, in this very pasuk, the word baseser, the Torah adds the word in hiding. It could have left out the word in hiding, and it would apply to whenever it happens, in hiding, in the open. What's the difference? The Torah adds the word in hiding because the Torah wants to describe it in the way that it happens. So Rashi even understands this rule, that the Torah speaks in the present, that even if it needs to add a word in order to describe it in a way that we can relate to it. People mislead people in hiding. So he adds the word in hiding. And therefore, in a similar way, the Baal de Posse, Ki Yisischa v'Gaymeret, v'Gaymeret v'Oz Bayem Ken Zayn, Yisischa, B'Nchay B'Tchay, Reyach Yashen, Evshech Azavicha. So since the Posse here, which is talking about someone inciting someone else to commit a sin, could be, it describes it as your son or your daughter, your friend, your father, and so on. Das heißt, der erwachsene Mensch mit einem Spacho und erwachsene Kinder, which means the Torah is describing the general situation of families, which is you have an adult who already has his own family. He already has children, which they already have the ability to be able to try to mislead him and incite him. Is there hoive on al derech haragil? So therefore, what would such a situation present? What would be the current, describing things as they would normally occur? As the yisischa zol zayin by em tkumen nor fun divas de pasuk rechent ois und nish fun achoyscha aderimecha. Therefore, in a person in that situation, he's already an adult. He already has adult children. That person is not going to be influenced by his mother and his sister. And that's why the Torah leaves out the mother and the sister, because the Torah speaks in the present, meaning how things would happen, and a person of that age, those kinds of relationships in his life, he already has adult children, isn't going to be greatly influenced by his mother and his sister. And that's why the Torah leaves it out. And to explain, Talit, the Hasbara Bezet, the explanation is, the Asasa, Neil Chavnavda Lakim Acherim, this trying to incite someone, to convince somebody to go and worship Avodah Zarah, Ken Zayin of Tzeifanim, that could happen in one of two ways. One way is, Durch Taimei Esechel B'Emunah, you sit down and you try to philosophize with someone, explain to them why they should believe in this system of beliefs and so on. Somebody that has influence on another person by intellectual prowess, he can explain things well, that person respects his opinion, and so on. Because he has influence on him in an intellectual way, in a philosophical way, so he misleads him into a false philosophy. Another way that this could happen, mitzat shochenshaft, simply because of closeness. You're a neighbor, you're close by, you have that kind of relationship. Because they're close, because of the lifestyle that they have, their relatives, or whatever the reason is, they have a closeness, and it's not necessarily a philosophical discussion, it's more because of the close relationship that they have, and therefore you have an influence on them in that way. Kennerim einreden, um bewirken zu sein, zu dienen Avodah Zarah, on time is Echel Amun, and therefore you can have an influence on that person without having to explain why the philosophical system is correct and so on. It's just that you're close. Let's go try it. Let's go do this together, and that's the kind of influence you have on this person. Es ist aber moving, but it's understood. As euch der erste Eifer von Yisischa, that also the first way of trying to influence somebody, Neuchav and Navda Lakim Acherim, to go and worship idols, is al derech ha-hoive v'ha-ragof ha-bunu mit kirv ha-das mitzad mishvach ha-krevishaft. But even the first system, which is a philosophical discussion, there would also be, the situation would also be, is al derech ha-heiva v'aragof ha-bunim mit kirev adas mitzad mishpacha krevishaft, I don't remember if I said these words or not, would also be based in a certain way on closeness. If there is a certain closeness, when two people are close because of their family or they have other close relationship, and therefore they could be discussing, there would be influence also in an intellectual way over that person. That would allow for such a misleading discussion. They were talking about a very misleading discussion that you want to mislead somebody into idol worship. That takes a lot of influencing, and therefore even if you're having a philosophical discussion, it would be much easier for somebody that you have a natural closeness with that could lead you down the wrong path. Or befrat beseisa, especially if they're doing it in a way that is hidden, you know, they're doing it quietly, not out in the open. Out in the open, you could be more trusting. When somebody tries to get you into a corner and convince you of something, you would be more suspicious of them, and yet they're able to influence you. That must be because there is a certain closeness which comes from either a familial relationship or other closeness. And that's the two general categories that the pasuk is addressing, listing here in this pasuk. There is achicha me'av, a ben imcha me'em. There is your brother from your father or from your mother's side. Is bederach klal der eifen asosa zera duch tami tzeichel v'omuna. A brother doesn't have a close personal relationship in the that he can influence his brother other than through intellectual discussion. Now, derech zeh nochme ben gei le'av, and in a similar way, and even more so in regards to the father, v'sot ha'gresser ha'shpoi b'noi in inyoni amuna, which has an even greater influence on his son in matters of philosophy and a way of life and what's correct in life. That is the father's job of influencing his son. Binchoi bitchoi eishes chaykecha, your son or your daughter or your wife is dashpa nizdor chamtzos from time esechel v'amuna. There we're not talking about a philosophical discussion with your son or your daughter or your wife. For him says heipach von seder aragel, because it goes against the natural process that a son or a daughter is going to influence the father. The direction of influence is usually the other way. As bincha de bitcha de eishes chikecha zolem mashpia zayn time yisechel v'amuna bis to peil zayn, that your son or your daughter or your wife should be influencing you with philosophical arguments so far, and that they're so effective that they can actually cause you to do those things. Avegin, cause you to avegin from avedas Hashem, to leave your closeness with Hashem, neibegin to lekim achenim ashele yedaitan, to transfer your allegiance to an alien god which you never heard of before, you never knew before. That's what your daughter or the son is going to be able to influence you to do. Nor mitzad dem zugebundenkeit von Kinder und von eishes chikecha zum taten und bal. The only way that this might happen is because when a person has a close relationship and there's love between a father and a daughter and a father and a son and a husband and a wife, so it's not so much about the philosophy of the matter, but rather because of closeness and you want to please that person and so on, that might be what could cause you to get caught up in it. So we have the two categories. A brother or a father could have an intellectual influence on you. A child or a wife would have an emotional influence on you. Aber wie bald das euch der erste Eifen von Yisischa jede Time Sechel bei Amunah beseiser ist all derach Arogel schon dämmelt wenn sie haben eine Kräbischaft zwischen sich genau. But as we said before, since even the first method, which is philosophical in the influence, and especially if you try to do it in a secret way, most likely you would be more successful if you had a closeness anyway, like a relative that has the air of their relative and therefore can have an influence intellectually, a greater influence intellectually. The Ribbit is the Pasuk Kail Beide Fanut Sazaman, and therefore the Pasuk puts it all together into one Pasuk. It doesn't keep it in two separate psukim two separate categories, even though it is, in a sense, two separate categories. But since the greater, it would be important to have a closeness, an emotional closeness, even in the case of philosophical influence, therefore the pasuk puts it in one pasuk together. And working its way up from the basic, from a simple closeness to a greater closeness. In Zeir Kreveshaft. So it starts with Achicha Me'av. It starts with your brother from your father. And we're talking about a person that has his own family. So what kind of a closeness does a person have? We're talking about a person that has his own family already. We're not talking about two brothers that are, you know, they sleep in the same room, in the same bedroom, at home, in their parents' home, and therefore they have a closeness. We're talking about a guy that's already married, and he has his own children. So therefore his closeness with his brother is much more distant now. What is the closeness? It's based on the fact that they're both heirs to their father, and it's based on that kind of a relationship. And it's only in that way, sort of, so to speak, that they come into contact with each other. So there's a certain closeness, but it's a pretty distant relationship. Then there is ben imcha me'ein, your brother from your mother. Mit'em is the shaychas in agresor mos. You have a greater relationship with that brother. Mitzadem v'zeobim ein muter, because they share the same mother. K'nidr b'muchash, as we see literally, that a mother has a, you know, brings together family more than a father. We're talking about two brothers. They're only half brothers. Half brothers because of their father, or half brothers because of their mother. So a mother has a greater, you know, children are drawn more to their mother, and therefore the closest between two half brothers who share a mother would be closer than two half brothers who share only a father. L'mayilam is a greater closeness than this is the kurva v'shaychas from bincha ibitcha sezeyetaten. The next level the Torah mentions is your son or your daughter, a closeness with of children to their father. That's much closer than two brothers, two half brothers. Nochmer kirov, even closer, is by eshes chekecha, is you a husband and a wife. They have a much greater closeness. L'mayilam azan, even more than that, is re'acha asher kenafshecha, is your friend which is dear to you like your own soul. Und der Ribber rechen zei de posuk in adem seder. So, a very, very good friend. A good friend has a greater influence on a person even than his wife. And that's why the Torah gives it, lists it in that order. It's working its way up from a distant relationship to the closest relationship possible. Al-Pizeh is moving by Pashtas. Based on this, we can understand why the Pasuk doesn't list your sister or your mother. As is nish rogel, as a davaksen a mensch, mitan egen mishpoche, it's not common that a person, an adult, who has his own family, his own children, and so on, so l'habma shaychas yaseyre mitachoyse, should have a very close relationship with a sister. Vashod v'derech klal an egen mishpoche, and she also has her own family, so the brother and the sister will not have a close relationship anymore at that point. That there should be such a closeness between the two that she could have that kind of influence on her brother that she could mislead him into worshipping alien god, Avodah Zarah, which you never heard of, and so on. How would a sister be able to draw her brother into that? The same is true also for your mother. As mit ir hatiya nonkait, even though with your mother you do have a closeness. Hatziyabar fm nishkanashba binyani amuna, but a mother wouldn't have necessarily an influence on her son in matters of faith. Un oich mitzad hergisha level derharagul behave. And even to have an emotional influence on him, as we said before, we spoke about before. Because since we're talking about a son who is already an adult and has his own family and his own children, was hat schon allein der wachsende Kinder. Is ein hergisch lima nishin as a eifen von iskarbis yiseder. Therefore, the closeness with the mother, the emotional attachment to the mother, is no longer that close as it may have been when you were growing up in her home. Azizol kennen im durch dem bewirken und überstellen in amatze von dinen avay desore, that your mother should be able to influence you to start worshipping an idol. Whereas when we talk about a son or a daughter, your own wife, you're living in the same home with them. You live in the same home with your wife and with your children. They're constantly in the same home zusammen. And the starke Zugebundkeit is von Azaz Zug, and therefore the close relationship that you live together and you have dinner each night and you're having discussions around the dinner table, philosophical discussions, emotional discussions, things that are important to you, so there will be a much greater influence even from your own son and daughter than your own mother. And that's why the Torah lists behavior. What is common? How could this happen? The mother and the sister are not likely to have that kind of influence on a person. Of course, once he's an adult. So that explains how the pasuk is moving forward from the least likely of the relatives that might have an influence, working the way up all the way till a good personal dear friend, and even more so your own father. But the mother and the sister are even less likely than your own half-brother, either from your father's side or your mother's side. So that answers the question. And one of the lessons that we can take from this, the alle ausgerechnete Darges von Achicha Geimer, seine neuch Madreges und Keuches Adam Midas. All these levels, everything that's mentioned in this pasuk, brother, this brother, that brother, children, and so on, they all also relate. They are also analogies for your own emotional attributes. One could relate to love, one could relate to fear or to reverence and so on, and also to seichel. It describes your own intellectual process. Und von dem ist verstandig, from this we understand, as mitzadi alle madregische benefesh, that because of all these levels in your soul, your emotional attributes, your intellectual attributes, ken sein yisischa, you could be misled by them. Das heißt, as in avedas Hashem kemen sich nicht verlassen, nor if the avedas shall be midas ve hatam, but if tam das seichel, which means to say, that a person can never rely on their own emotions and their own intellect and to be certain that they will not mislead him down the wrong path. Your seichel, your intellect, your midas, your emotions, they can mislead you. So they are unreliable. Nochmer, even more so. Afilu reyach ha-shekin ha-shecha ze-avicha. Even your close, your dear friend, which the Rashi says means your father. We know that in Chassidus the father relates to the level of Chachma, which is the highest of all levels. And Chachma by nature would completely negate the concept of Avodah Zarah. Vidal Tereb is Mevayer in Tanya, as Al Tereb explains in Tanya. Afo Bikain, he says over there that a Yid, because the Neshama comes from Chachma, therefore rejects the concept of being disconnected from Hashem, rejects the idea of Avodah Zarah, even to the point that he would be willing to give his life not to worship Avodah Zarah. Afo Pikein, even so, kum dodo hira, so the lesson over here is, afifel is dav zayin der al tamin ba'atzmacha, that even based on Chachma, you can't even trust Chachma, you can never be certain with where you are, as a filum etzadem adrege von av chachma shuvnevish, even from the level of what's called the father, meaning chachma in your soul, vibal das is kenafshecha, because it is kenafshecha, which means es mishtzach arayin anegiyah von zayim etzias, it's you, it's all about you. In the end, you are important to yourself, and therefore there is always that danger that you're looking after number one. You're always looking out for your own comfort and your own personal desires and needs. That's what is meant kenafshecha. Kemenish zayin zicher oizgeit von Avodah Zarah. You can never be certain that you are completely safe from Avodah Zarah. Mitzad em ken oich kumin yisischa, even from Av, even from Chachma, because in the end it's all about you, can also lead to some level of Avodah Zarah. Obim Mekolshkein, and we can learn this from a Kal Vachomer. From them, was is mevur ben geitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, from that which is said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was erad gizog, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Eini yadei be'ezer derech melichen oisi." He said before he passed away, "I don't know where they're going to lead me. I don't know what my future is when I come to the world of truth. Am I going to go up? Am I going to go down?" Chod says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai loyholach dal damas b'leiteira b'leitfilin. Even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was on such a level that he never walked 6 feet without wearing tefillin and without speaking words of Torah, and for 80 years he studied Torah and he taught Torah. So why is he doubtful? Why is he questioning that? Nor the suffix ba'em is given. The reason that he was uncertain was because mitzat pnimis v'etzem nafshei. He knows what he did in life. He knows what he did in life, but he doesn't know what's inside his soul. He doesn't know what drives him. Perhaps if he didn't do that, maybe he would. He could easily be dissuaded and misled. He says, "Mavur and Chassidus," as Chassidus explains about this. And in order for one to be safe and protected from being able to be misled into Avodah Zarah, dafman shteinu natnuah from mesiras nefesh. The only response to that is, the only safety is to be in a mode of mesiras nefesh, mesiras haratzim, where your own will, you're willing to give up your own will for Hashem. Vos is hechef from chachma, and ratzim, you know, transcends even chachma, and then you can be safe. Und demol peiltas euch ev di keicha shalomata v'mena, and then, if you're committed on the level of Ratzim, Mesiris Nefesh, then it also influences the lower levels, like Chachma and Bina and Das and the emotional attributes, starting from the highest level Av, and then the lower levels, which are the different levels that are listed in the Pasuk, Achicha Ben Imecha, your brother, the mother, and so on, which each relates to a different level. As nish nor zomen zayn oiskiet and bavarnet from yisischa, that not only will you be safe from being able to be misled, nor adarab, but to the contrary, achri avay lekecha elkechem telechu, you will follow Hashem v'oisei tiro, and from him you will revere, v'es mitzvos of tishmeru, and his mitzvos you will keep, u'bekoyel tishmo, and you will listen to his voice, v'oisei tavaydu, and him you will worship, and you will cleave and attach yourself to him, as the pasuk concludes.